I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Some people love this root, while others loathe it. It's probably because the root contains the chemical geosamine, which gives it an earthy smell. It was originally just grown for its tasty leaves, but now we enjoy the roots and leaves in salads, soups, and roasts. The common varieties are red, but gold, white, and red and white striped varieties are also available. You probably guessed, I'm talking about beets. Beets grow best in the cool spring and fall weather. Although they have an earthy smell, beets are sweet. The sugar beet makes up 20% of the world's sugar production. As soon as the ground dries out and warms up, it's beet planting time. Beets like a loose, well-drained, fertile soil. Add a few inch thick layer of compost, sow seeds on raised beds in rows or broadcast them, and don't worry too much about seed spacing. The beet seed is actually a dried fruit with multiple seeds inside. So no matter how carefully you properly space the seeds, you'll still get crowded seedlings. Just let them grow until the true leaves form, then thin, spacing the remaining beets 4 inches apart. Add the thinnings to salads for an early taste of spring. I like growing the heirloom Lutz Winter Keeper because I can leave it in the garden until I want to harvest, and even though it gets large, it doesn't get woody. Smaller varieties are best picked when they're the size of a handball. Get creative with varieties too. Golden beets and Kogia red and white striped beet offer nice, stain-free color options. Next week in the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about the white fringe tree. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.